वंदेहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 33, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 1st of June 1976 in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Translation. Dear sirs, whose servants are you? Where have you come from? And why are you forbidding us to touch the body of Ajamil? Are you demigods from the heavenly planets? Are you sub-demigods? Or are you the best of the devotees?
Pashava kute ayata pasma darshan isidasa king deva upadeva ya jiyam king siddhasattama. So, the Jamadutas, their description of the body already given, they are not very good looking. So, when they saw the Vishnu Duta, the description of the Vishnu Duta is in the next verse, they were surprised. They were from such nice features of the body. They have been described here. Sarvi Padma Parasaksha. They saw that the eyes were just like petals of the lotus flower. So beautiful. Sarvi Padma Parasaksha Pito Kaushiva Vasa. And all dressed in saffron cloth, yellow. Kiritina with helmets, kundalina and earrings, kiritina rasat pushpara marina and with flower garlands. Just imagine, if somebody is very good looking with helmet and nice earring bedecked with jewels, and the helmet bedecked with jewels, and cloth, yellow, with garland, four hands, sarvecha nutna vayasa, and are all young, not old like me, or young like you. Nutna vayasa, just immediately growing young man. Sarve nutna vayasa, sarve charu chatudbhya. And four-handed. Here we get two hands. In the Vaikuntha planet, you get four hands. Dhanu nishanga phasi gada shankha chakra ambujasya. And each hand is decorated with bow, arrow, sword, and conchal, and disc, like that. This is the description of Vaikuntha features. So, always young, there is no old age, disease, or birth and death. Here, in this material, these four things are there. Birth, death, old age and disease. In the spiritual world, the men are so beautiful, and imagine the woman also still more beautiful, very attractive, but there is no sex. That is the feature. We'll find it. Why? They are, because after all we want pleasure. See, in the material world, the topmost pleasure is sex. Because there is no other idea. You're all people, even so-called yogis, sadhus, and ultimately they are coming down to sex. Whatever they have got as said, the culmination is sex. old man, he has got money, he has got everything, still he is going to the ninth class. So here in this material world, janamaithunadi grihamedi sukham nituchyam. In the material world, grihamedi, grihamedi means those who are entrapped within this universe or within this body. Same thing, this is also entrapment. I am within this body, or in any part of the universe, either you go to the moon planet or sun planet or any other planet. You see the sky, it's just like egg-like. Within that, they're called Baddhaji. Baddhaji means entrapped. So entrapped living entity, they are in different grades of life. 8,400,000 different forms of life. Now, how they are entrapped? The sex. Janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham nituchyam. This is their pleasure. And in the spiritual world, there is no sex. So, one may question how they are living. Life is finished if there is no sex. So somebody committed suicide, who was telling, because doctors asked him not to have any more sex. Who told me the other day? Somebody told me, some big man, he was famous man. So he was forbidden, especially when one is attacked with tuberculosis, the medical man advises, no more sex. Then he'll die soon. So this was ordered and he committed suicide.
Ernest Hemingway.
Huh?
Ernest Hemingway.
I don't even know. Just see, it is practical. Because he thought the life is finished. There is no sex life. So actually there is a fact here. And bird, beast, you'll find the pigeons, the dove, they are enjoying sex at least 4 times in a hour. But there are men also like that. So here in this material world, the sex life is the top plane. Janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham nituchyam. But it is very above. Just imagine what kind of happiness it is. But we are forced to act like that. Tuchyam, very insignificant. Janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham nituchyam. What kind of pleasure? Kanduhani nakarayu rivadukha dukham. It is just like itching between the two hands. And tuppantani hakripana bahudukha bhaja. The after effects of sex life is very, very bad. So in that interview, I gave that information that woman's freedom. So I gave this reply, that where is woman's freedom? The boy and the girl intermingle and the girl becomes pregnant. The boy goes out without any responsibility and the burden, the child is a burden for the woman. Either she should kill or beg from the government. Is that independence? They are trying to be independent. This is not civilization. There is no question of independence. The woman must be given protection in childhood by the father unless she is married, and in youthhood by the husband, and in old age by grown-up sons. This is Vedic civilization. Nasyam satandatam arati. Just like children, they must be always protected. It is not dependence. It is protection. So there should be responsible father, responsible husband, responsible sons to keep a man very happy. In India still it is going on. So, the point is that here the sex life is the highest pleasure. And in the spiritual world, there is no sex. So what is that pleasure? That pleasure is this chanting and dancing. Hare Krishna Bhava. That is stated in this asana. There's so much of joy in this chanting and dancing. They are no more interested in sex. That is only, yes. If you want to stop the pleasure of sex, then you have to take this pleasure, this transcendental pleasure. You forget everything. That is said by Jamunacha. Jadavadhi mama chitta krishna padara vindayo navanabhadhamarantumasi tadavadhi vatanari sangame smarjamane bhavati mukhavikara sushtu nishthivant. Jamunacharya was a very big king. So he had very good opportunity for sex life as king. But later on he became perfect Vaishnava, devotee. So after he became devotee, he was expressing his experience that since I have taken to Krishna consciousness and I am enjoying the ecstatic love for Krishna, whenever I think of sex with over, I spite it. This is the reason. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatrasa. So, if we want to be free from the entanglement of this world, we should practice. That practice, simply artificial practice, will not help. Unless we advance in Krishna consciousness, unless we become accustomed to enjoy this ecstasy of chanting and dancing, it is not possible. So, they were surprised, where from this beautiful, they have never experienced, because these Jamadutas, they generally, they are like police. Police go to the thieves, rogues, and criminals. So they have very little opportunity to see very beautiful, aristocratic, nice family. There is no possibility, because they are invited by this man, or they are forced to go there. So these Yamadutas, they are accustomed to go to the sinful men, like Ajami and many others. Their business is to arrest the sinful soul and take the soul to Yamaraj. So they are very much surprised by seeing this beautiful Vishnu Duta. The Vishnu Duta. So don't take it is mythology, no. This is bad. Bad day or a big, big saintly person. They have no business to present before you something mythology. Why? This would waste time in that. It is simply rascalism to think all the statement as mythology. Not mythology. We have no knowledge. In the Shastra we understand dasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Dasya prabha, the rays of Krishna's body, when it is expanded, Brahma Jyoti. Within that Brahma Jyoti, there are innumerable universes. Just like within the sunlight, sunshine, there are innumerable planets. You are just seeing daily. Similarly, there are innumerable universes in the Brahma Jyoti. Dasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. And kotishu, and each and every universe, millions. Kotishu, dasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. Kotishu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. Vasudha means planet. That's why this is also vasudha, this planet here. We can see there are so many millions of planets. At night we can see. And each of them is peculiar, different from the other. Why they have failed to utilize the moon planet? But it is a different atmosphere. It is different atmosphere. These rascals cannot go there. It is not possible. They are simply made false propaganda. They cannot go there. So, because the atmosphere is different, there is also blazing fire surrounded by eyes. That is the description. I am speaking from the description. And therefore, at night, it is so pleasing. You have got experience in it. Fire coming through eyes, the rays, that is very pleasing. Therefore, the sunshine is making the whole thing very hot, and the moon sign making them pleasing. So, God's arrangement is so nice that everything is going on nicely. There is brain behind it. Why there is sun sign, why there is moon sign, everything described, you will read in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Moon is the cause of vegetation, and there is no vegetation, you see. Moon is the cause of vegetation in all planets. And they say there is no vegetation, it is simply dust. So we have to believe that. And when it is present, actual fact, it is mysticism or mythology. Anyway, we are not concerned with their statement. Our process is to know things from the Shastra. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Bhakko, Trinete, Kodhidhavi. Our process is deduct, not induct. We take knowledge just like this. Srimad Bhagavatam, written by Vyasadeva under the instruction of his guru, spiritual master, Narada. So, Narada Bhai is saying that you have written so many books, Puranas, Vedas, Vedanta. Vyasadeva says, still I am not feeling very satisfied. So, Narada Muni advised him that you are not feeling satisfied because you have not described about the Supreme Personality of God. That is the defect. So now you have got material experience, you describe simply about the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna. So therefore he wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses. So each verse we are reading, suppose one verse daily or two verses daily, so 18,000 verses, how long it will take? At least 9,000 days? 9,000 days? How many years?
7 years.
Huh? 7 years? 9,000 verses. Anyway, so we have got enough stock in the Srimad Bhagavatam, at least whatever we have published. 1,000 days, how many years?
3 years.
It takes between 25
and
30 years. Yeah, not 7 years. Now, if we regularly read two verses, that will be also not possible. Anyway, we can read, not once reading, we can understand. Repeated puna puna, we shall have. Then, the stock which you have already got, you can study and take lessons from the Vedic literature and make your life perfect. What kind of residential quarters are there throughout the whole universe? How many universes are there? What is the special features of different residents? But don't take this nonsense instruction that except on this planet there is no life, other planet. This is simply nonsense. Every planet is congested with living. This is the description in the Shastra. Janakirna. Janakirna means congested with living, but different types. Just like they have come from Vaikuntha, their bodily feature is different. We have got experience here from this planet. In some person there are black people, some person there are white people, some person there are yellow people. Colors, so many colors, manifestation within this planet. So just imagine how many, this is God's creation, different varieties. Just like you see on this planet, why on this planet, even on this Hawaii island, how many beautiful things, flowers, trees, and fruits, and that is God's creation. Ananda, variety is the mother of enjoyment. If you want enjoyment, there must be variety. Impersonal and without variety, zero, these are not enjoyment. These are just illness. The void is, make everything zero. Why zero? There must be varieties. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. So Krishna, the Supreme Person, we are also, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we have got the same quality. So you see Krishna, he's enjoying with the gopis, with the cowherd boys, friends, in Vrindavan, in the forest, with cows, with calves. This is enjoyment. Variety. Zero is enjoyment? No. Zero is not enjoyment. Anandamayam Vyasa, this is the Vedanta Sutra, that the Absolute Truth Personality of Godhead is simply enjoying. Everything enjoyment. You find Krishna always, wherever he is playing on flute, with company, either gopis or coward boy or somebody. This is enjoyment. And he comes personally on this planet to show his enjoyment life. In Vrindavan, that place is Vrindavan. Therefore Vrindavan is so important. To invite us, that why you are rotting here, come with me and join with my dance. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, you see, dancing here. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivananda, all dancing. Sanga Panga Sapasana. So their life is this, enjoyment, dancing, that is life. And not meditation. For 15 minutes meditation, I become God. These are all aspects. Enjoyment is real life. Enjoyment, that enjoyment, not this material, the sex, no, above this, transcendent. That we find information in Krishna consciousness. So I am very glad that you have all taken. Continue this Krishna consciousness, read books, chant, dance, eat nicely, and be happy. Thank you very much.